abortion rights.
Good morning, Rush, and good morning to the rest of you. It's 5 minutes after 6. Temperature is 74. Check of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news. Good morning, I'm Bill Oliver. Bryan Police has received a runaway report. 16-year-old Luna Eve Curtis, last seen last Sunday night, was reported a runaway last Monday. Public notice issued after BPD exhausted all leads. Photo of Luna Curtis and more information is online at WTAW.com. College Station Police has announced another citizen's report leading to more arrests on vehicle burglary charges. Last night, shortly after 10, a 19-year-old and a 16-year-old were caught on top of a building in Northgate. Devontae Evans of Bryan and the juvenile accused of breaking the two vehicles on Park Place near Anderson Street. A new board in charge of a community center northeast of Bryan is looking at 6 years of overdue property taxes, penalties, and interest, and attorney fees. Bart Corgi is a member of the Edge Community Center Board of Trustees, says the center was never assessed taxes until 2011, and the current board did not know about that until earlier this year. Well, let's try Mr. Corgi again. Just a moment, please. All right.
They were sending notices, like they're supposed to somebody who hadn't been involved in the center in 30 years. And for whatever reason, the man that they were sending the notices to, never bothered, you know, giving them to somebody that was in charge or, you know, involved with the center anymore.
Brazos Central Appraisal District Chief Appraiser Mark Price says state law does not allow the center to prove in past years they were tax exempt. Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rose says she's met with the center's board to work out a payment plan. As for the first of the week, the center owed $7,500, almost $4,500 in taxes, almost $2,100 in penalties and interest, and almost $1,000 in attorney fees. Corgi says they're working to renew the center's tax-exempt status. Research Valley Partnership presented annual reports at the Elias Bryan and College Station City Council meetings of aid agreements to the Economic Development Agency. The RVP's Charles Martinez says those agreements combined for more than $53 million in payroll and more than $434 million in property valuation. Martinez says two companies who are in their final year of incentive agreements continue to exceed minimum requirements. One is Kent Moore Cabinets, the other College Station software company, Reynolds & Reynolds.
This project has been a beautiful example of a retention and expansion project for our community.
Reynolds & Reynolds has a $23 million payroll, $5 million more than required, and an investment value of more than $30 million, again, $5 million more than required. RVP also administers agreements, among others, with Bryan Specialty Chemicals manufacturer Lubrizol, along with Nutribolt, Viasat, and Wayfair. Senate Bill 11, also known as the Campus Carry Law, went into effect at Texas Community Colleges this week, a year after the law started on four-year campuses. Blinn College Police Chief John Chancellor says they have worked closely with the larger universities over the last year to form their policy.
We mirrored what Texas A&M did on ours because we have some joint campuses. And so, everything is, I think, business as usual as far as we're concerned.
More information on Campus Carry at Blinn and a schedule of upcoming public forums online at Blinn's website. Reimbursement for Medicaid therapy services in Texas being threatened. That was scheduled for debate in the Texas House yesterday. Representative John Rainey of Bryan on WTAW's Infomaniacs talked about his expectation for continued funding passing the House.
Any sporting event, college-sponsored sporting event.
And let's get to the representative.
What happens over in the Senate will be another question. It seems as though there are significant differences between the way the House is thinking and the way the Senate is thinking.
Rainey concerned about future services in the Twin Cities being cut or eliminated. WTAW News Time, 9 minutes after 6. The temperature is 74. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's Messina Hoff Winery's 40th anniversary and Messina Hoff's Harvest Festival, and you're invited. Come celebrate with friends this fun-filled, unique experience at the award-winning Messina Hoff Winery. Participate in grape picking, traditional grape stomping, wine and food pairing, specialty dinners, and more. Festivities kick off July 28th with events happening through August 19th. Visit MessinaHoff.com/harvest for a full schedule and ticket information. It's harvest time at Messina Hoff. Celebrate 40 years of winemaking excellence.
Going out? Plan a sober ride. Meeting friends? Designate a driver. Getting drinks? Call a cab. Getting the next round? please call a cab. Getting behind the wheel, stop. Stop. Stop.
Don't wait until it's too late. Plan a sober ride while you can at SoberRides.org. Drink, drive, go to jail. A message from TxDOT.
Hey, we made it to Friday. There you go. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Let's check some weather, sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Partial sun today, temperatures anywhere from 90 to 95 this afternoon. There's the risk of some showers and thunderstorms. Showers and thunderstorms lend during the evening. It'll be partly cloudy overnight, 75 to 80. Tomorrow, partial sunshine, scattered showers and storms popping up during the day, 90 to 95. Storms end tomorrow night, then partly to mostly cloudy, 75 to 80. Partial sunshine on Sunday, high Sunday near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, fall camp for the A&M football team gets underway today. We'll hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin from yesterday's media luncheon. Meanwhile, the Astros hit a three-game skid with another loss to the Rays, while another Joey Gallo homer led the Rangers to a win over the Twins, and pro football is back. Well, kind of. It's the preseason. We'll take a look at the Hall of Fame game and more. Coming up in sports on News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
A lot of people got their pictures taken in their uniforms.
Yep.
Because they won't be wearing them by the end of the season.
Yeah.
I wonder what a ticket to an NFL preseason game cost. You know,
and how much you got?
Yeah. Well, I mean, and then do they, do we have preseason? Where'd they play? Do you have any idea?
In the refurbished Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, Ohio.
There you go. Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So. Yeah, so, I mean, if you're the Cowboys, did you bring the cheerleaders with you?
Apparently the place was packed of blue.
Well, that's good.
They did really well last season, so that makes
sense. Oh, yeah,
no,
they've got fans. That's fine.
They're America's team, you know.
Yeah, wondered how many people, you know, that were on the field will be on the field a month from now, but nonetheless.
I'm guessing a lot of those people in that packed arena were probably, you know, Jersey fans rather than, you know, actual Cowboy fans.
You know, we've talked many times on the show about how Chick-fil-A is just this anomaly in the world.
I mean,
you can go by there at 3:24 in the afternoon and there's a line.
Yep, but they do customer service so right, it goes so quick.
It does. I mean, it's fine. It makes you think that maybe the clientele at Chick-fil-A is a little bit different than it would be at other places. But then there's Florida.
Florida.
And once you factor Florida into the equation, it becomes just like any place else.
All bets are off.
Pair of Chick-fil-A customers in Florida unsatisfied with their, I think we should probably say dissatisfied with their local restaurant service. So they did what you would expect anybody to do. They just trashed the place on their way out.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Took place Monday night at your Chick-fil-A in River City's neighborhood near Jacksonville. Witness, of course, shared the footage of the ordeal in Facebook.
Ordeal.
Well, it makes me remember
somebody's
that.
Trying to exercise their vocabulary.
Well, it reminds me of the Curb Your Enthusiasm episode where they're going to have a dinner to renew their vows, Larry and his wife, and his father has a friend who was a survivor, okay, and survived the Holocaust. And so he said, the rabbi said, I've got a friend who's a survivor. Why don't we invite them and they can talk? And that was fine. The only problem was the survivor that the rabbi knew was from the television show.
The television show Survivor.
So if you can imagine somebody from, and again, not to make light of it, but that's what Curb Your Enthusiasm does, is uncomfortable subjects. But
oh, yeah.
An ordeal for some people and an ordeal for other people, probably a little bit different.
Kind of reminds me of the MASH episode where Radar took the writing course to add some more punch to his daily reports.
So that's what we've got, is a little punch here.
Yep.
All right. So in her post, Allison Music, that's the lady's name, claimed that she was waiting for her order when she saw a teenage boy arguing about his order to the staff for a good 15 or 20 minutes.
Wow.
Well, hon, are you waiting?
Would you
15,
even do
20?
That in a 5-star restaurant?
Yeah. Also said the manager had locked up the store in response. Well, now that's a bit odd.
Yeah, that is.
Soon afterwards, a pair of women began beating on the locked door of the restaurant and even broke one of the door handles before entering through another set of doors.
This is Florida for you, though.
Yeah, the lady said she didn't specifically say what the two women were angry about, but in her post accompanying the footage, they could be heard trying to obtain a refund on behalf of their brother, who said he was served cold nuggets.
Oh, no.
There's a link here to audio, and it says it's explicit language. So people behaving badly. So even what Chick-fil-A is cannot outdo what Florida is.
Well, you know, let's be honest. Cold nuggets, are those? That's unforgivable.
You know?
Info.
Mation.
Take them home and zap them. They'll be fine, okay?
Right? Does it really warrant 20 minutes worth of argument?
Well, my thought is that other things in his life may not be going so well.
Yeah.
If that's what he's
It's not
do.
About the nuggets.
No, it's not.
Guessing he's not going to dress up as a cow
for
Halloween.
No.
Over 10,000 people have got the deal of a lifetime at Atkinson Toyota's Repo Joe Sale. Say hello, people.
Hello, people.
Now, it's your turn. Get the used car deal of a lifetime during Atkinson Toyota's 200th Repo Joe Sale. Shop Atkinson Toyota's complete inventory of almost 200 used vehicles, trade-ins, auction purchases, lease terminations, and repos. Pay $27 down, then make the payments posted on the windshield. Some just $89 a month. Stock number 17-17-56A, 2010 Toyota Corolla, selling price $52.99, 72 months at 2.99% APR, $27 down plus tax, title, and license with approved credit.
Repo Joe here. No matter what your budget is or what vehicle you're looking for, the Repo Joe sale has it all.
Over 10,000 people know where to get the deal of a lifetime.
The Repo Joe sale!
It's your turn. Visit RepoJoe.com, then rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Our 200th event ends Saturday, subject to prior sale.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hey, congratulations. You made it to the 216th day of the year.
Woohoo!
We've only got 149 left until you put on the party hats.
This year is flying.
August the 4th. It's Friday. All right, here we go. It's Coast Guard Day. All right. It's Coast Guard Day and U.S. Coast Guard Day.
What's the difference?
I think it's probably the same thing.
Okay.
Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. It gets its own day.
Oh.
International Beer Day.
What a combo.
That can mean a lot of different things to
a lot of
different
people. Isn't there a custom brewery somewhere that does chocolate chip beer?
Oh, sure. Yeah,
surely.
You don't have to worry about that. That's for sure. Single Working Women's Day. Chelsea's taking the day off. What's that about? All right.
That's what you should do, you know, celebrate.
Now, also, here's International Beer Day. They can't even get the alcohol out of themselves. It's National White Wine Day.
Aww.
There you go. And it's Psychic Week, but you already knew that, right?
Yeah,
and
of course.
And the Twins Festival begins in Twinsburg, Ohio.
So that means the Twins are in town in Minneapolis, St. Paul this weekend?
Yeah.
Or the Texarkana Twins and the Bombers or something.
Yeah, that's
perfectly.
Happening.
Okay. We got birthdays.
We do got birthdays. Barack Obama,
former
president.
Yeah.
He's 56 today.
Good for him.
Cole and Dylan Sprouse are 25. They're the twins from the Sweet Life shows on the Disney Channel. They also played Adam Sandler's. They shared the role of Adam Sandler's son in Big Daddy and Ross's son Ben on Friends.
So they born on Twins Day.
Yeah.
How perfect is that?
What are the odds,
yeah,
you know?
Okay.
Marquez Houston is 36. He was Roger on Sister Sister, and he also played Dumb Donald in the Fat Albert movie.
Oh, yeah.
Meghan Markle is 36 from USA's Suits.
Oh, yeah.
Abigail's what?
Back to Meghan. Is that still Prince Harry squeeze?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Listen to you.
Nice.
Man.
Sitting in well for Chelsea
the
there.
Pop culture specialist here for us, yeah.
Let's see. Abigail Spencer is 36. That's, she's also on Suits. Jeff Gordon, NASCAR guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's 46 today. Daniel Day Kim is 49. He played Jin on Lost, and he was Chin Ho Kelly on Hawaii 5-0.
Let's go back to Lost, though. It seems like you give a birthday every day for a cast member to Lost.
It was huge.
Yeah, I guess
and
so.
I never watched it.
Nor
so.
I. No, it was Lost there.
It was great until the end. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
It's worth the watch. Roger Clemens.
Hey.
He's 55. Okay. Did some good things for the Astros.
Did some bad things in life, but good things for the Astros.
Yeah. Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh.
62.
I didn't even see that. Hang on. You gotta have... I had no idea.
I was thinking Mike would take me some of these potatoes home with him.
I mean, he's done other stuff.
Got any mustard?
Yeah, exactly.
And Richard Belzer is 73.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let me see. I thought I'd found somebody else, but maybe not. Oh, yes. Happy birthday to Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Ooh, all right.
They opened their very first restaurant in 1952.
KFC.
On Saturday, it's Work Like a Dog Day. No.
No, it's Saturday.
National Underwear Day. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Every day.
Speaking of mustard, it's Mustard Day.
All right.
Disc Golf Day.
Hey,
that's
disc
tomorrow.
Golf's fun.
Yep. Take a Walk on the Moon Day. This is would have been Neil Armstrong's birthday. And the Satchmo Summer Fest going on in New Orleans.
All right.
Yeah.
Neil Armstrong.
And the Rib Fest in Kalamazoo, which would be. Don't ever.
That's counterintuitive.
Yeah, you just don't really think of that. Okay, all right, birthday.
Lolo Jones, the Olympic runner, of course, is 35.
Of course.
Yeah. Jesse Williams is 36 from Grey's Anatomy. Terry Clark, country singer, is 49 on Saturday. Jonathan Silverman is 51. He was in the Weekend at Bernie's movies, of course, and the single guy. Patrick Ewing, 55.
Oh, yeah.
NBA star. Tawny Catane is 56. Of course, she was pretty much the girl in every 80s music video on the car, you know.
Yeah, right.
Maureen McCormick, Marsha.
Oh, yeah.
She's 61.
Let that sink in.
Yeah.
Marsha, 61. All right.
Rick Derringer is 70. Mm-hmm. Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo.
Yep.
Lonnie Anderson. From WKRP.
Sure. Jennifer Marlowe.
Yeah. 72. And Janet Dubois is 72 as well.
Good times.
Yeah.
Okay. Gordon Johncock, he won the Indy 500 4 times. Well, that used to be a deal. He's 80 years old on Saturday. And also on Saturday, happy birthday to the first federal income tax. Yeah. Passed by Congress and signed by. See, we don't remember this. Abraham Lincoln is the one who signed in this federal income tax
thing. How many score and something years ago?
Yeah, 1861, right? So there. And the debut of American Bandstand.
Oh.
1957. It was in Philadelphia only.
That's a quaint idea now.
Yes, it really is. And on Sunday, it's Psychic Day. We started Psychic Week. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So Psychic Day, got that.
It's almost like you could see it coming.
Yeah, yeah. Doll Day, Root Beer Float Day, Breathe Fresh Air Day, and Wiggle Your Toes Day. Didn't know you needed permission or a specific day. But
well, Hallmark had a slow day that day.
That's right. There's probably a card for it someplace. Yeah. And birthdays.
We got birthdays. Leslie Odom Jr. is 36. He won a Tony for playing Aaron Burr in Hamilton.
Aaron Burr.
Soleil Moon Frye is 41. She was Punky Brewster and one of my hugest childhood crushes,
there you
of course.
Go.
Vera Farmiga, I think that's how you say her name. Yeah. I don't know. She's in The Conjuring. She's 44. Jerry Halliwell, Ginger Spice, 45.
Oh, sure.
M. Night Shyamalan is 47.
Easy for you to say.
He does, you know.
He had some good movies.
Yeah, and then
He had some bad movies.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
David Robinson is 52.
Oh, yeah.
He's San Antonio Spurs guy, of course. Michelle Yeoh is 55 from movies like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Mm-hmm. They always make a big deal out of anybody who was in DeBarge.
Yeah.
Randy DeBarge is 59.
Okay.
There are so many.
Yeah, right? Let's see. Stephanie Kramer is 61.
I was thinking Stephanie Zimbel has done Remington Steel.
This one's on Hunter. Catherine Hicks is 66 from Seventh Heaven and was also in the original Child's Play movie with Chucky.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And Dorian Harewood is 67 on Sunday from Full Metal Jacket.
All right. There you go. 624.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So our friends at the Washington Free Beacon, what are they reporting? The former FBI director, James Comey, yes, he has now signed a book with Flatiron Books to write a book about leadership and decision-making. Throughout his career, James Comey has had to face one difficult decision after another as he served the leaders of our country, said the president of Flatiron. In a statement, his book promises to take us inside those extraordinary moments in our history and showing us how these leaders have behaved under pressure. Several publishers were bidding on the rights for the book. Three sources close to the book deal told the AP that the bid climbed over $2 million. Yes, it pays to be a leaker-in-chief.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H. Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces in graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions. Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at parkattraditions.com.
Well, it's Friday, and you know what that means. Time for a feel-good story to help kick your day off right. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. Well, some people have all the luck, and it pays to know these people because sometimes their luck can rub off. See, there's a 77-year-old retired truck driver in Liberty, Maine, who hit the lottery for $2 million back in April. His first name is Hal. We don't know his last name. He took home $1.4 million after taxes, though, and he's been using some of it to buy more lottery tickets. Well, apparently, he just likes the thrill of it, because check this out. Last month, he bought 56 lottery tickets for a game called Pick 3 and used the same three numbers for all 56 tickets, which makes no sense, except that he won again. All three numbers match the winning numbers, and the payout for each ticket was $420, so combined, that's $23,520. But instead of keeping the money or buying more tickets, he gave them all away. He went to his favorite restaurant and handed them out to all the staff. One girl had only been there 2 days, and she got one. Then he went back a few days later to hand out more and gave the rest to random people at gas stations and a grocery store. He told the local news station that he's done stuff like this in the past, even before he was rich, but he'd never done it on that scale before. Man, that must really make him feel good. Good job, Hal. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
Going out? Plan a sober ride. Meeting friends? Designate a driver. Getting drinks? Call a cab. Getting the next round? Please call a cab. Getting behind the wheel? Stop. Stop. Stop.
Don't wait until it's too late. Plan a sober ride while you can at SoberRides.org. Drink, drive, go to jail. A message from TxDOT.
Bombers baseball tonight at Nutrabolt Stadium, presented by Baylor Scott and White Health.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:29. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports. Home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. All right, here we go. 20% chance of showers today, 30% maybe later on in the day, and a high of only 93. So that will be nice, at least. Winds will be calm or easterly, but it's basically going to be the cloud cover that will help out a little bit. 75 for a low temperature tonight. 93 tomorrow with a 40% chance of rain. And they're going to keep a chance of rain in through the weekend as well. Then spike it at 60% on Monday right now is what they're telling us. And highs will only be in the lower 90s. So fingers crossed you can get some of this stuff finally. We've been talking about for way too long. Right now, winds are calm, 91% relative humidity, fair skies. We've got 60 out there.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with a name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. The U.S. jobs report will be released by the Labor Department today. Analysts anticipate that a summer lull could put the number of jobs added to the U.S. economy to below 200,000 for the third time this year. Economists anticipate 180,000 jobs to have been added to the U.S. economy in July. Grubhub is buying food delivery service Eat24 from Yelp for $287 million. As part of the deal, Grubhub will also power online ordering through Yelp's app for at least 5 years. A beat on the company's revenue, decent growth, and this tasty proposed deal sent Yelp shares up nearly 20%. If you drive a 1997 or 1998 Honda Accord or Civic, you're at greater risk than owners of newer models to have your car stolen. They top the annual Hot Wheels report from the National Insurance Crime Bureau. The Dow Jones Industrial Average's slender gains were enough for the Blue Chip Index to secure a record close for its seventh day in a row. It matches a similar streak seen from February 9th to 17th. Futures trending up. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WTAW News Time, 28 minutes from 7. The temperature is 74. Check out the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. I'm Bill Oliver. Since the late 1940s, those living in the Edge community northeast of Bryan have had a meeting place. While there's renewed interest at the Edge Community Center, the new Board of Trustees is working to resolve a more than $7,500 property tax bill.
The appraisal district or the tax office messed up, and then now we're having to pay for it, in my opinion.
Trustee Bart Corgi says for whatever reason, the Brazos Central Appraisal District started issuing valuation notices in 2011, followed by tax bills from Brazos County. But Corgi said all the mail went to someone who was not involved for 30 years and wasn't forwarding the mail.
The reason we found out is that we have some new people coming in wanting to try to revive the community center a little bit, you know, have community suppers and things like that. And so then we saw this tax bill and, you know, tried our best talking with the appraisal district and the tax office. And, you know, basically they said, sorry, there's nothing we can do. You know, you owe the taxes. The notices were sent out.
Chief Appraiser Mark Price refers to state law.
The tax code doesn't allow us to go back. If you didn't file an application, which they never have, we can't go back for prior years.
Corgi says they're working on renewing the center's tax-exempt status, but as of the first of the week, the center owes almost $4,500 in taxes, another $2,100 in penalties and interest, and almost $1,000 in attorney fees. Corgi says the center might have $1,000. Tax assessor collector Christy Rose says she's working with the trustees to put together a payment plan. The Bryan and College Station city councils have received their annual review of 8 local economic development agreements that are administered by the Research Valley Partnership. That includes Access Pipe and Tube, where the RVP's Charles Martinez says the Bryan manufacturer will be in their first year making a payment in lieu of property taxes.
In this particular company's case, the formula that was being written into the incentive agreements that makes a consideration for the valuation plus salary and employment, and based on that formula, the company is 97% above that formula.
Access has invested more than $281 million in its plant and equipment, and that's more than twice the $120 million that's the target. Access, with 149 employees, is just over half the target of 285. Their payroll, $9.5 million, is $1 million short of that target. Another agreement Martinez explained at length was the Fujifilm pharmaceutical plant in the Biocorder, which was purchased from the Texas A&M system.
By looking at some of the documents that had been transferred from the company to RVP as part of this compliance reporting, the investment value is very significant in terms of it well exceeds the requirement that's going to be held to the company in next year's calendar reporting.
Fujifilm's investment in buildings and equipment, $84 million, is above the requirement of $70 million. Fujifilm's payroll at almost $7.5 million is above the $6 million requirement. The Texas House was scheduled to spend part of yesterday looking at a couple of things not on the governor's special session list. One topic, groundwater, something that Representative John Rainey of Bryan talked about on the Infomaniacs, Rainey acknowledging having a difference of opinion with the city of Bryan.
In the case of Bryan, that's one of the things they're doing, and I'm not critical of it, it's because it is an avenue that they can use. But to me, to spend money to pump water out of the ground, put it back in the ground, and claim it's new water doesn't really make much sense. The
city's currently studying what's called ASR, or aquifer storage recovery. Texas prison officials proposing they move hundreds of inmates from the PAC unit south of Navasota on a temporary basis to cooler facilities. That idea part of the state's 12-page response that was filed yesterday to a federal judge's order for a plan to spare heat-sensitive inmates. Judge's order from last month required inmates reside where temperatures are no higher than 88 degrees. A year since the campus carry law went into effect at Texas A&M and other four-year universities, it also now applies at Texas community colleges. Blinn College Police Chief John Chancellor says things are business as usual.
Well, I think most people that have a license to carry do that intentionally, and they're people who are, I guess, what I would call responsible, and that's why they went and got their license, and those are not the folks that we really think will cause any problems for us.
Chancellor says the few places where concealed carry is prohibited will be clearly identified by signage. Blinn has scheduled a series of forums on the new regulations. The schedule's on Blinn's website. Private citizens again getting credit for reporting vehicle burglaries in College Station. This was last night just before 9 on Park Place near Anderson. Just over an hour later, police reported catching 19-year-old Devontae Evans of Bryan and a 16-year-old also from Bryan on top of a building in Northgate. Several items of property reported stolen were recovered. Bryan Police is showing a runaway report. 16-year-old Luna Eve Curtis last seen last Sunday night, reported as a runaway last Monday. Public notice was issued after BPD exhausted all their leads. Photo of Luna Curtis and more information is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 23 minutes from 7. The temperature is 74. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. News brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at 7 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, we believe that the relationship between a doctor and a patient should be just that, a relationship. So when 9 out of 10 patients rated our physicians as excellent in a recent survey, we know the reason. Because when we focus on the little things, it makes the biggest difference in your care. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org. Results based on HealthStream survey of CHI St. Joseph Health patients collected between April and June 2016.
The Junior League of Bryan College Station invites you to join us as we stuff the bus all over town August 7th through the 11th. Find us at C&J Barbecue on Texas Avenue August 7th, at Taco Crave in downtown Bryan on the 8th, Grub Burger Bar on August 9th, Chick-fil-A Bryan on the 10th, and our finale at HEB Tower Point on August 11th. Your donations help local children start their school year off right. For event times and a list of needed supplies, visit jlbcs.org or find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com. It's Messina Hoff Winery's 40th anniversary and Messina Hoff's Harvest Festival, and you're invited. Come celebrate with friends this fun-filled, unique experience at the award-winning Messina Hoff Winery. Participate in grape picking, traditional grape stomping, wine and food pairing, specialty dinners, and more. Festivities kick off July 28th with events happening through August 19th. Visit MessinaHoff.com/harvest for a full schedule and ticket information. It's harvest time at Messina Hoff. Celebrate 40 years of winemaking excellence.
Do you have an office space?
Hello!
So, how do you make the best use of your space? From design to installation, Systems Office Furniture will create a welcoming, efficient office environment within your budget. We supply new and pre-owned office furniture, and with prices at 50 to 60% below retail, you're making a smart business decision. Many large Brazos Valley businesses have trusted Systems Office Furniture to create their offices, and you should too. Visit our showroom Monday through Friday on Highway 30 between Harvey Road and William D. Fitch, or go to createmyoffice.com. That's createmyoffice.com.
Good morning, it's 6:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Partial sun will develop today. There's the risk for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, high somewhere between 90 and 95. Storms will diminish during the evening. It'll turn partly cloudy overnight, lows 75 to 80. For the weekend, we're partly sunny. There could be some showers and thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon, 90 to 95. Partly to mostly cloudy, 75 to 80 tomorrow night, with partial sun for Sunday. Temperatures should have no problem getting to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Coach Kevin Sumlin weighs in on the upcoming A&M football season ahead of fall camp, which begins today. Meanwhile, we'll also hear from some of the high school coaches in the area from yesterday's media days. And the Astros are in a rough patch after dropping a third game in a row to the Rays, while the Rangers picked up a win over the Twins. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, what's so... What, they lead their division by 14 games now or something like that? So
yeah.
Now they're on that big slide. Yeah, okay. All right, so Robert Mueller has impaneled a grand jury in Washington as part of the investigation into Russia's interference in the presidential election here. Indicates the investigation is growing and entering a new phase. See what happens. In a statement from the White House, Special Counsel Ty Cobb, not that one.
Every
not,
time I hear that name,
it's
not
amazing,
that Ty
isn't
Cobb,
it?
Yeah.
Wonder if he's even any kin, you know? Anyhow.
Of the Cobbs, yeah.
Yeah. Grand jury matters are typically secret. White House favors anything that accelerates the conclusion of his work fairly. The White House committed to full cooperation, yada, yada.
Yada.
And, of course, the president's personal attorney insisted yesterday that the president is not considering firing Robert Mueller.
Of course.
Which is a good thing. You probably ought not be doing that.
A horse is a horse, of course.
Anyhow, Jay Sekulow, who is the president's personal attorney, talking to Neil Cavuto, said the president is not thinking about firing Robert Mueller, so speculation about that is just plain incorrect. He also says it's not a surprise that there is a grand jury, because impaneling a grand jury in situations like this, when you've got an investigation, is typically how you would move forward.
So yeah.
He says no biggie.
It's more of the, you know, sensationalist media making mountains out of molehills.
Yeah, that's what it is. For his part, the president's taking 17-day vacation. All he's doing is going to his golf club in New Jersey.
How appropriate on Mr. Obama's birthday that Mr. Trump's going golfing.
Right? Yeah, going golfing, that's right. And but again, I mean, that's almost like a bus ride. They could almost bus over there if they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
That's not costing us much money, which is good. But, you know, the reason that he's doing this now, I mean, partially it could be because of the president, former president's birthday. But actually, they're clearing out the entire West Wing because they're putting in new air conditioning there.
Fix it.
I don't know if they're cleaning the ducts or what, but
was that in response to Mr. Trump calling the White House a dump?
No wonder he thinks it's a dump. Anytime you live in a construction zone, it feels like you're living in a dump, right?
Yep. And and by the way, there's more on that today too. Alan Shupnick, he's a writer, who reported that 8 or 9 people heard Donald Trump call the White House a real dump. Compared to his New Jersey country club, he's standing by his story.
You know, I'm sorry. Obviously, I respect the White House and I respect the place and everything like that. But who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares if he called the White House a dump? He lives in beautiful mansions and buildings and hotels his whole life.
He does. And, you know, the thing he can't do is he can't flip off his hyperbole button. I mean, he overstates everything.
Sure.
Always has, always will.
That's right.
And
he's the salesman.
What does his opinion on, you know, the upkeep of the White House have to do with his ability to govern?
Right. It has nothing to do with that. By the way, while we're talking about his digs, the Secret Service is pulled out of their space in Trump Tower in Manhattan after a disagreement between the government officials and the president's company. Not the president, but his company. Washington Post reports the Secret Service, which had a command post one floor below Trump's apartment, has now moved down to a trailer on the sidewalk.
Huh.
They're in a mobile home. Okay.
All right.
Anyway, they're hoping to find space again in Trump Tower, but at least for right now, they're not. So you get elected to, say governor of a state. And then you switch parties. How's that working out?
Yeah.
Now, we had that here. Phil Graham was a Democrat. Phil Graham was elected as a Democrat, as our congressman. And then he decided he's going to switch to the Republican Party. And he did.
And didn't Mr. Perry do that long ways before
he
became governor?
There are a lot of people who have done it, and a lot of people on the local level. And, you know, it is the nature of the beast now. Well,
it doesn't make it any less odd when it happens, though, you know.
But Jim Justice, he's the governor of West Virginia, elected as a Democrat last year, announced yesterday that he's going to change his political party to become a Republican.
And you got to wonder if he ever was a judge.
Oh, yeah, remember William Wayne Justice up in East Texas. He's the guy who was the federal judge who started busing, as a matter of fact. So he was Justice. So it's kind of like a calling, right?
Justice.
The thing is, among the groups unhappy would be the Democrat Governors Association. They're a little miffed because they gave him $1 million last year to get elected as a Democrat. and he did, and now he's switching over. But, you know, that's...
Whoops.
No
clause in that agreement take the money and...
Take your money and run, so to speak. All right. Got our Steve Miller
done.
Record today. Thank you. And John McCain.
How's he doing?
Well, once again, he's got his rhino suit on again today. You know, there's been a lot of discussion about this merit-based immigration system, the plan that the president rolled out, and... Of course, we heard the comments yesterday. They were somewhat heated with the media. But anyhow, for his part, John McCain says that that's not the way to do it. So since he's a senator, he can stop it. Immigration reform is one of the issues I'd like to see resolved. I've got to talk to Chuck Schumer about it. When would be the best time? I don't know. I think there are a lot of deals out there to be made. I really do.
Oh, boy.
Let's see how that
goes. There's an art in compromise. You just wonder if the right artists are involved.
Well, that's right. And again, we haven't had much compromise. We know that's for sure.
No. And the Democrats' idea of compromise most of the time has been like, believe like us.
That's it, our way or the highway.
Yeah.
The Texas legislature continues. They're going to be busy today. They're going to take on school financing. We'll effort Kyle Cassell this morning. Here's the deal is, you know, they had a plan. The House had a plan for about $1.5 billion to go to public schools in the regular session. Okay, that didn't work out because it had this private school choice thing in there, so the Senate didn't like that. Dan Huberty, who's the state rep who is the chairman of House Public Ed, now has basically brought that bill back. It's called House 21, and it's supposed to be heard today. They've got about 10 amendments, and that's really all. So that means they should be able to get through it today. It's just a matter of what kind of ornaments we want to try to hang on the Christmas tree.
Right. Operative word is should.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, right, exactly. So, but actually, this has ended up being a program that some school districts feel fairly comfortable about. There's some subsidies in there for the poorer school districts. So, again, since Representative Cassell has a little bit of both, but a lot of smaller schools, we'll see how he feels about that particular issue. We'll try to talk to him about 8:30 and see how that goes. All right, 6:49 right now.
Mid-South Synergy is excited to offer our simple and affordable solar solution, Synergy Solar. With a solar farm located in Bedice, Texas, Synergy Solar takes the hassle out of generating smart, clean energy and offers the benefits of solar energy to our members. Synergy Solar has proved to be accessible, affordable, and renewable by offering a maintenance-free program. To receive a special offer and for more information, please visit synergysolar.coop or call 936-825-5100.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Sometimes it's nice to be able to turn to a professional for help in planning an improvement project. That's true with interior decorators. It's equally true with exterior designers as well. This is a grand time for planning new plantings. Let's analyze the steps you should use to choose the right landscape planner. I'll be back with details right after this message.
Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. It's the great book you need to have on your reference shelf. It's not a redo of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you, printed in Texas. It's hardback. Every book goes out of my office signed. Not in stores, not on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW during the week. 1-800-752-4769 or order online anytime at neilsperry.com. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Again, order at neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening.
If we're choosing somebody to help us with a landscape design, let's start by defining some key operative terms. A landscape architect is a schooled and licensed landscaping artist. This represents the most professional level one can attain in the field. If you have a project that will require structural decisions like an overhead structure, a bridge, or a tall retaining wall, these are the people who have the credentials. Many landscape architects are employees and partners in firms that specialize primarily in commercial landscape designs. Some, however, also do residential designing, at least of larger landscapes. A landscape designer, by comparison, is a less specific term. It may be a nurseryman, or it could be someone who understands the important principles of planning an attractive garden. Where landscape architects often lean more heavily on architectural structural side, landscape designers often have more expertise in plant selection and care. If all you need is a plan for new beds alongside your sidewalk, you probably will find a landscape designer to be your better choice. It's important to note that there are incredibly talented people in each category. It all really boils down to finding a person whose finished work you admire and with whom you would enjoy spending time designing. Ask for references. Drive by to see how they look a year or two after they've been finished. Ask the homeowner how your architect or designer was to work with and if they would hire him or her another time. Your landscape plan should be drawn carefully to scale. If there are involved elements in the design, for example, a gazebo or brick stone or other type of wall, you'll want detailed drawings so there can be no question of how it should be built. All trees and shrubs should be drawn to their full mature size so you'll plant them at the proper spacings and you'll know how they will fill out. They may request that a survey be taken of your property. While that may seem like an unneeded expense, on first blush it can save thousands of dollars down the road so that you don't build some kind of wonderful garden pool, for example, and it's 18 inches onto the neighbor's property. Work with your landscape planner to tailor your design to your family's specific needs. Be sure that all of your entertaining and recreational activities are accounted for. If a pool or greenhouse is in your future but not in your yard currently, set aside space for it and don't put anything permanent in the way. Once you've signed off on the final design plan, you're ready to start planting, and fall is a great time to put that into effect. I'm Neil Sperry. This has been Plant Talk Texas. Until next time, thanks so much for listening, and happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:54. Well, fall camp kicks off today for Texas A&M football. Head coach Kevin Sumlin held his annual luncheon with the local media yesterday at the R.C. Slocum Nutrition Center. Coach Sumlin was asked what's keeping his team from vying for SEC titles year in and year out.
We're not shying away from anything. There's no excuses. We've got to be better. And November has been an issue for us. So how we approach it and how we deal with everything up front and through the year, we got to navigate that. I've got to navigate that as a coach instead of hoping that only 13 guys play defense the whole year. That ain't going to happen anymore.
Coach Sumlin and the guys take the field against UCLA on Sunday, September 3rd in Pasadena, California, and you'll be able to catch the game right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, in high school football, the Bryan College Station Eagle held its annual media day yesterday at Merrill Green Stadium. Coaches and players from all over the Brazos Valley made the trip, including new A&M Consolidated head coach Lee Fedora.
You know, transition's always easy on the moving part. It's just transition, getting your whole new staff together and all that. And I've got my staff together, and we've been working, doing a lot of hours and that type deal. And so, you know, the big test, like I tell everybody, is what you wait till 2 days when them kids get out there in the heat and all that type stuff, see how it goes. But our guys have been working hard, knocked out boot camp, did a good job in that, and now we're getting ready to start on Monday.
Fedora takes over a Tiger squad that went 8-4 last season and reached the 5A regional round of the playoffs. Also out at Media Day was Bryan Vikings head coach Ross Rogers, who said the youth of his squad will play an important role this year.
Defensively, we got to kind of start over, and 9 new starters on defense. Offensively, it looks like we'll go with a sophomore quarterback, Kerry Brooks, and got some offensive linemen are back and some backs we think that can carry the ball, but we are going to have to kind of start over on the defensive side. So that's my biggest worry right now.
Rogers and the Vikings are coming off a 6-6 season in which they reached the area round of the playoffs. To hear from other coaches and players at Media Days, head over to our website, WTAW.com. The Brazos Valley Bombers return to the field tonight for the first of the final 2 regular season games at Nutrabolt this season. They take on the Acadiana Canecutters tonight and tomorrow before hitting the road to wrap up the season against the Texarkana Twins Sunday and Monday. First pitch for all 4 games this weekend is set for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch all the action on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball, Steven Souza Jr. homered and drove in 3 runs. Corey Dickerson added 3 hits and made a dazzling defensive play to preserve the lead, and the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Houston Astros 5-3. The Astros hope to turn it around tonight when the Blue Jays visit Minute Maid. First pitch for that one set for 7:10 p.m. Meanwhile, in Minneapolis,
swing and a ball lifted high in the air, deep center field. Buxton, all he's going to do is look. Where does it land? Way back there. Into the upper deck. Joey Gallo, another monster blast.
Joey Gallo hit another massive homer, a 3-run shot in the 4th inning that spurred the Texas Rangers to a 4-1 victory over the Minnesota Twins. The Rangers will be looking to keep that momentum up against the Twins again tonight. First pitch is scheduled for 7:10 p.m., and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL, with no stars and few starters on the field, the Dallas Cowboys edged the Arizona Cardinals 20-18 in the Hall of Fame game last night. The Cowboys next face the Rams in preseason play on Saturday, August 12th. Meanwhile, Houston coach Bill O'Brien says receiver Will Fuller's collarbone injury is not season-ending. O'Brien addressed Fuller's injury a day after the second-year player suffered the broken collarbone, which will require surgery. The Texans kick off their preseason next Wednesday in Charlotte against the Panthers. And in Florida, Miami Dolphins quarterback Ryan Tannehill re-injured his left knee when it buckled as he scrambled and fell without being hit during yesterday's practice. Results of an MRI weren't definitive regarding the extent of the injury, and further assessment is expected tomorrow. Tannehill played quarterback for the Aggies from 2007 to 2011. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in, and we'll ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Are you ready to go over the edge for United Way? Join us September 7th for the adventure of a lifetime. Over the Edge provides the first 92 participants the opportunity to rappel 110 feet from the roof of the College Station Hilton once they've raised $1,000 to benefit the United Way of the Brazos Valley. Register at overtheedgebrazosvalley.org. Create your personal team or fundraising page and tell your story. Share your page with your friends, family, and coworkers, and let the fundraising begin. Spaces are going fast. Visit overtheedgebrazosvalley.org for more.
Summer is here. Dry, hot weather, dust in the air, and dirt on your shoes. This makes for a dirty house and allergy flare-ups. Sneezing, coughing, not getting a restful night's sleep, watering eyes, misery. You might not know that your vacuum is not working properly. Then this will continue to contribute to your misery. Bring your vacuum into Sovac City and let us give it a tune-up and make sure it's working its best. Sovac City, we'll help you make that vacuum like new again. Sovac City between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Come on down and see us.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces in graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions.
Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at parkattraditions.com.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. 93 for a high today with a slight chance of showers, 20 or 30%. 93 tomorrow and a 40% chance of rain. We'll have rain in the forecast all weekend. 76 now, 7 o'clock, WTAW.